You're listening to SBS News.
Widely regarded as one of soccer's greatest players, Pelé spent nearly two decades enchanting fans and dazzling opponents as the game's most prolific scorer with Brazilian club Santos and the Brazil national team. His grace, athleticism and mesmerising moves transfixed players and fans. He orchestrated a fast, fluid style that revolutionised the sport, a samba-like flair that personified his country's elegance on the field. He carried Brazil to soccer's heights and became a global ambassador for his sport in a journey that began on the streets of Sao Paulo State, where he would kick a sock stuffed with newspapers or rags.
I got the gift from God to play football. I try to give my best, to give the best for the people, for the crowd.
In the conversation about soccer's greatest players, only the late Diego Maradona, Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo are mentioned alongside Pelé. But David Trihorn, who produced a documentary about Pelé, told Channel 4 News that such comparisons are in some ways pointless.
People get into the argument of who's the greatest, and I think these sort of cross-generational discussions aren't particularly helpful. But I think the one thing you have to always say with Pelé is that he did it first.
Edson Arantes do Nascimento was born in October 1940 in Três Corações. The man that became universally known simply as Pelé was turned down by the bigger clubs in Sao Paulo as a youngster. He joined Santos in 1956 as a 15-year-old and was introduced to the world at 17 at the 1958 World Cup in Sweden, the youngest player ever at the tournament. He was carried off the field on his teammates' shoulders after scoring two goals in Brazil's 5-2 victory over the host country in the final. Pelé was the emblem of his country's World Cup triumph of 1970 in Mexico. He scored in the final and set up Carlos Alberto with a nonchalant pass for the last goal in a 4-1 victory over Italy. The image of Pelé in a bright yellow Brazil jersey with a number 10 stamped on the back remains alive with soccer fans everywhere, as does his trademark goal celebration, a leap with a right fist thrust high above his head. He was declared a national treasure by the Brazilian government after the 5-2 win against the host nation in the final, his two goals sparking Brazil's first World Cup trophy win. And from there, his fame kept growing. In an interview with SBS's Les Murray in 2006, he shared a story about his birthplace and explained why he was able to overcome so many health issues in his life.
I born in a small town called Three Hearts. Everybody knows Três Corações. Then I have three hearts. I have one only, work. I have two spares. Then I have long life. You have two.
In December 2000, a FIFA jury bestowed Player of the Century status on Pelé. His clean living and ambassadorial roles promoting the game alongside his three World Cup wins may have swayed the jury's Pelé's way. He was proud of the way he managed to avoid the pitfalls of drugs and alcohol that afflicted so many others.
Maybe they didn't think they are a human being, They are not God. And then don't take off. But all my life, I take care about my health, and I continue to practice. If I have time, I try to be in shape. I don't drink.
Pelé's final competitive match was for the New York Cosmos against his home club of Santos in 1977. The guest list included the likes of boxing great Muhammad Ali and American politician Henry Kissinger. He admitted his sadness at finally hanging up his boots.
Everybody knows I passed, a most important and most sad moment in my life. And I feel very, very sorry because I'm gonna stop to do what I like more in life, play soccer.
After his career, Pelé used his fame to work for causes he believed in, including world peace, international children's rights, and the fight against poverty. In 1994, he was appointed a UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador, and in 2012 was awarded the Children in Need Award by the same organisation. 4 years ago, Pelé launched his eponymous foundation, a charitable organisation dedicated to the empowerment of children. That legacy may ultimately become his biggest contribution to the wider world, but it was only made possible by his astonishing skill with the football. David Trihorn says he was always proud of being a Brazilian.
I think the other thing people forget with Pelé is that he's very, very Brazilian, and he loves being Brazilian. He played his whole career in Brazil, technically. So he's this very proud Brazilian man and very proud of where he's from and who he represents. And certainly when we talked to him, I think the thing he was proudest of was putting his country on the map.
And Brazilian fans like Flavio Augusto, speaking during the FIFA World Cup in Qatar, reciprocated that love.
Pelé represents what we are, what we came from. Pelé is our roots. It's what we are today. It's thanks to him.
Pelé had 7 known children and was married 3 times. And by his own admission, the actual number of his children was likely to have been higher due to his many affairs. Despite his achievements on the field, Pelé has long battled poor health. In 1977, he had a kidney removed. In 2012, a hip replacement and battled depression. During a trip to hospital to treat a urinary tract infection in 2021, a tumour was discovered and removed. He left hospital to undergo chemotherapy before finally losing his battle to return to health. Pelé was 82 years old. Alan Lee, SBS News.